Hello, American Fork. It's Jackie Gilley from Oklahoma City. Welcome here to the Davis Cup. I have the pleasure of judging Visual Ensemble. I'm looking forward to your performance. Job controlling our focus with a color guard at the very beginning and the transition to Bell to bring it across. Wow. Very dynamic as you move it across. Match a visual with the audio so well. Excellent control of Ruche. And then match that second position, a strong power position to go with the increase in sound. Excellent job stopping in second. Give his articulation and the way shifts in the body with the low brass and the trumpets. Excellent the way you bring in the pulse up to the front, percussion. Excellent staging the color of the sabers with our pods, the mellophones, the trumpets, and then bringing the rifles in. Now, the band sound continues to build, but I'm not sure the color guard picked up on that enough. You're not maximizing your opportunity there. Excellent. Textures show off the percussion, the weight shifts, as well as the color guard here. Excellent job, sabers. And the rifles as well. Strong punctuation. Now, the flags seem most like an afterthought over on side two. Excellent, as we go through the coupe, bringing forward our woodwind feature. Not easy to march and control this at the same time. Impressive flutes and piccolos. Interesting using weight shifts and reshape within the alto saxophone section. It starts out looking long, we manage to suddenly make it work. All right, excellent job. Rifles, sabers, picking up what's happening musically. Okay, we've got to work on this flutter technique. It looks very awkward. We're not matching stylistically. So that stands out as something that needs attention, as well as the control of the posse and the timing, especially within the alto saxophones. Functional transition right now for the brass. Once you get them here, excellent, because you control our focus and our eye here. But they don't understand the technique of fluttering, and we just have something just going to get there. So at times it's frantic, other times it's functional. So that needs attention, the technique used. The trumpet solos working their way through. Excellent integration of the color guard here. Bring them all together. Taking a while to bring that back group up from backside one. Get them here. This is great with all the leader and the cross through. Very impressive. Wow. musical. Just lower body, the way it shifts. I'm using color guard here integrated. Accent coordination. Interesting with the pods. Trying to watch to see what's happening with the woodwind pod here on side two. Because the density of that pod, that's where my eye goes. I assume something really big's going to happen on side two. So if that's not where you want my focus, you need to reevaluate. Because I'm really, my eyes over there thinking something's going to pop out of that pod. Excellent control here. Well done. The rifle cell is picking up. The sequential coming across the band. Excellent. Now, what can we do to pick up the whole suspended cymbal and the gong moment? That's a major sound moment. Someone needs to pick up on that in the color guard. Or something visual. Very impressive movement. Just from the percussion. Okay, now this has got to be cleaner, especially in the tube as acknowledged with Frantic. I know you're just carrying like 50 pounds on you, but still, you gotta make it look effortless. Again, great picking up all the different musical nuances. Excellent, picking up articulated efforts within the poles. Excellent connection of the form. We continue to follow the leader and reshape around the field, and incredible field coverage. Excellent, makes it look like the brass are driving the rifles in. All right, great interpretation by the rifles of the front ensemble line, but fairly functional transition for the pulse. But at least they're picking up on those big accents. Great change of style here. You can get the double fast. Excellent control of the pulse throughout. They're really ganging up in the mellophones, baritones over on side one. Not sure why, though. Oh, come on, we can rotate those lines better. Much better trumpets. Good. Handling's back blindly very well. And then ending the right target well. Overall, a very strong program. But there are a couple of things that concern me. The biggest being that giant pod and making sure that's where you wanted me to look over on side two. And the whole blue flag thing at the beginning, because they just stay parked in the back forever, and it's almost a distraction with having them back there because there are so many. So that velocity and the color pulls my eye back to the back, and I know that's not where you want it to be. The rest of it is just performance-based, achievement-based, just making it happen. And I know that you're definitely going to be able to do that. So congratulations on all you've been able to achieve. It was a really great book. And good luck to you as you get ready for your final performances this season. And my best to Mr. Miller, because he's done such an incredible job and set such an incredible standard for Utah and for bands everywhere. It's been a privilege and a pleasure.